Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have you ever been ghosted? Man, it's not pleasant. You think you are really connecting with somebody, and then all of a sudden they stop returning your messages. You think, well, surely something must be wrong with their phone or their inbox. They're just not getting my messages. So I'll try a different way to reach them. And also, why are the police coming to my house to tell me to stay away from them? This is all so awkward. Hey, we've all been there. It happens, right? Those restraining orders. But let's leave the relationship advice to someone else, different podcast perhaps. Today in Side Hustle School, a designer is having this problem with her client, or actually her almost client. As you're going to hear, her almost client has effectively ghosted her or perhaps disappeared, which I guess is the same thing, right? Just being completely unresponsive. What are you going to do in this situation? Aside from calling with a burner phone, in hopes that the client might pick up, is there anything else that can be done? I really like this question. So we'll see what we can do to help our caller, Elise. And that question's coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi there, Chris. This is Elise, and I've been listening to the show for a couple of years. I'm a new designer who's been doing freelance work for the past few months. Some of the experience have been great, but something happened recently that's been bothering me. I had a client ready to sign a contract for a good amount of work, but they wanted to see some sample ideas first. I put a few hours into the project and sent them over. The client said they liked them, and would get back to me in about a day or two to move forward. But then they disappeared. I've tried following up multiple times, but haven't received any response. I feel like I've been ghosted. Did I do this work for nothing? And should I not have sent them my initial ideas before the project officially started? Thank you for your help.
Man, Elise, I'm so sorry. We have all been there. We've all experienced this in one way or another. Maybe not in relationships, maybe not in client work, but I'm sure, most people listening at some point in your life, you've been trying to hear back from somebody and they just don't get back to you and they're just, gone forever, or at least, gone for an extended period of time with no explanation. And honestly, this is pretty common in the service business. You know, any kind of service business like design could be something else. What likely happened here is that they either found someone else or they just decided to not do this project. But for whatever reason, they didn't want to tell you, you know. And so that's unfortunate, but, you know, it's not that different from being ghosted in a relationship. People just don't like to have these difficult, sometimes awkward conversations. So what can Elise do here? Well, she can't change human behavior. What she can do, and I think what most designers, other service professionals do over time, is kind of change the practice of putting a bunch of hours into a project without being paid. Now, for some of these pitches, you still might have to put some time into that research process, that pitch process, but you want to avoid, you know, doing a whole bunch of work on the front end. So over time, as you have more and more of a portfolio, as you can point to successful projects, there's some work you can show off, then you tend to lead with that in the pitch and not, you know, here are all my ideas for you, because that is part of the work. You know, that is part of the work that the client will ultimately pay for. So you don't want to do that for free or on the front end. Sometimes in the beginning, that's what you have to do, but your goal is to avoid that. So that's the area you want to work on. And Elise, I am sorry about the ghosting client. Glad to hear that some others have been successful, and hopefully there will be many more who will see it through. Hang in there. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what you're working on, working through, what's working well, and of course, what's not, because that's how we're all going to improve. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.